Okay, back to bed.
Welcome to Podcrastination. Yes, we changed the name.
No, we did not change the name.
We did. It's now Podcrastination.
He's full of shit. Welcome to the show. This week's episode is where I kick Jason off because he's a dumbass and decided to change the name of the show.
Podcrastination. Brought to you by This Geek's World.
Very nice. That was a pretty opener.
Home of solvents, transistors, and butt plugs.
There are no butt plugs on our site. None at all.
It's been
Please do not go to our website, thisgeeksworld.com, and look for your thisgeeksworld.com butt plug.
But don't ever say the words, please don't go to our website. Go to the website.
Look for your butt plug. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm gonna hide some in the artwork.
That's
because we both know how good I am with the artwork. No, it's been a busy week.
What's been so busy about it, sir?
Well, we might as well eventually journey into what we do professionally.
I think we should.
Yeah.
I think we probably should.
Yeah, I thought you said shouldn't. I was like, well, fine.
No,
screw you.
No, I don't care what you do for a living.
I work for an e-commerce retailer here in East Tennessee called Smoky Mountain Knife Works, and I've been playing an ammo hell for the past, I don't know, 10 days.
He said ammo. Ammo. Ammunition.
Yes. Ammo hell. That's been, and it's not been bad. I dig what I do, but it's been mind-numbing.
I'm sure. Yeah, it's just a lot of plugging in information.
A lot of spreadsheets and copy-paste, 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 copy-paste.
Yeah. See, I'll stick. I'm a banker, so I'm way more basic than that. He gets to do fun stuff, and I get to play with numbers.
You love numbers.
I hate numbers.
You love everything about
with
it.
With a passion. So
so that that's
as of right now, I'm a podcaster.
I'm a podcaster primarily. Website designer primarily.
Yeah. Photographer.
Author. Chef.
Chef like South Park chef.
Dark, wanna make love to your
dark
woman.
Chocolatey salty balls.
That's right. yes, actually, I wear my apron and my little chef's hat when I cook in the kitchen, and nothing else.
That's lovely. Oh, we also forgot to mention that joining us tonight is Penelope, the Procrastination Podcast puppy.
Yes, and she's very small.
At 120 pounds.
120 pounds worth of bloodhound who just kind of sits in here and hangs out. So if you hear Bane outside in the other part of our podcast studio, it's because she's found something to bark at.
Or if you ever hear anybody sniffing the mic, I swear it's probably Jason, but might be Penelope.
It might be Penelope. It could be Penelope.
Yeah.
So anyway, on with the show. What are our five? What's our top five this week?
The top five this week, I decided earlier, was going to be our top five superpowers.
Are these the top five superpowers we would like, or the ones we think are the best, or is it open to interpretation?
Open to interpretation.
I like it.
It really is.
I dig it, sir. I dig it the most. So, because you thought it up, I guess I get to go first?
No, I want you to go first.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you go first.
That's what I said.
You lost
me.
It's
like some weird who's on first routine. I want to start with the one that I'd like to have most, that I've always thought.
So we're going backwards. We're going top number one, 2-5. So you're going best to worst.
Yes.
And with it being such a small category from 1 to 5, it's not really going to be the worst. It's not going to be like you've got Squirrel Girl.
You know, I don't even know what her powers are.
She can talk to squirrels.
Is that it?
That's it.
That's like Forbush Man.
I think they were going back,
ladies and gentlemen. Forbush Man.
Check it out. Forbush Man is the bomb and completely worthless.
I don't know that he's worthless.
He's as worthwhile as Squirrel Girl.
I'll probably give you that. But Squirrel Girl is like, she's going to have her own show, right?
Yes, she is. I think it's going to be on FX, but Squirrel Girl is going to have her own show. She's become kind of a girl Deadpool-esque with her cult following.
Well, you know, and I honestly don't know enough about her to even say if I like that character or not.
Well,
you see her pop up. She's on social media channels all the freaking time.
Well, and she's been in stuff like the animated Spider-Man show that Disney XD ran a couple of years ago. They had Squirrel Girl on it at least once, if not twice.
Seriously?
Yeah. They made multiple Squirrel Girl references.
Wow.
They had Deadpool on that show.
On the Spider-Man?
Yeah.
How do you do that on the... I guess Disney kind of owns him now.
Well, it's... Yeah. Because the animated side isn't really... limited by the Marvel Fox Studios hang up.
Sure.
So they could use the X-Men when they wanted, and they could use Deadpool when they wanted, and apparently the dog is deciding to dig a hole in Jason's seat, so.
Yeah, so if you hear some weird noise, it's the dog pawing at the
To steal a line off of Stone Cold, this is not how we win an award.
Yeah. She was looking for something. Penelope. Find a place to lay down. Okay, you keep at it. But
she's completely amusing. Because all she's doing is really just kind of dusting.
Well, exactly. We'll post some pictures of her with the podcast.
Yeah, we gotta put her up on Instagram
or
something.
We may have her on there, you know, a good bit. So my number five, my go-to power that I've always thought would be fun to have.
So you switched on me. You were going number one. Did you decide to go... Number
I'm
five
going
and work
from
your way
five,
up.
Number five, number one, like okay. We always do.
All right. Yeah, just making sure. I mean, this a minute is ago, you led me down Primrose Path and told me you were going to do number
tradition,
one.
This is tradition as of two podcasts.
That's right.
So, mine that I've always thought would be fun is invisibility.
Yeah. Okay. Explain.
Well, for me, invisibility would have to be almost Sue Richards invisibility. So it's telekinesis / invisibility.
Okay. All right. So you've expanded that a little.
Yeah. So I can go invisible. I have force fields and limited telekinesis.
And the power to see boobies whenever you want.
I'm just saying that it would be a good power to have.
As a dude. Or as a girl, I guess. I mean, you
that
could go.
Matter.
You
yeah,
could,
yeah.
Do girls want to go see, like, walk into dressing rooms and just see a handful of schlongs? Or?
I'm just saying that I wouldn't necessarily be a hero with this power, but I wouldn't be I wouldn't be working anymore.
You'd be a neutral powered individual. You wouldn't really be a hero, but
I'm
you would
saying,
definitely be hovering on the edge of villain going and looking at boobies.
There would be some armored cars that were light a bag of money. That's
but just
all I'm
one,
saying.
Not the whole thing, just one bag of money.
Well, maybe the first one that I hit would be like all their money, but not all the time.
Okay. All right. I honestly, and you kind of read my mind, my number five was invisibility.
Really
is correct. My number five was invisibility for similar reasons, not quite so devious in nature as yours with your theft of money, but I hadn't thought about the Sue Richards side of having some telekinesis with it.
I that's always been my one thing with invisibility, that would have to have something more than just invisibility.
Yeah, but invisibility would be bitching, because if you didn't want to be in a situation, if you didn't want to be seen, if you wanted your privacy, it's snap your fingers, and nobody's there.
Well, and I've always thought that it would have to be the ability to actually cover yourself in a force field invisibility.
So you can still see yourself?
Well, and otherwise you got to nude up every time you want to use your power.
Ooh, see, that's
or
a good call.
You have to
I don't have a problem with that.
Well, I don't either, as a theory, but then when you want to be visible again, what do? And I don't want to have to go through the Stan Lee route of inventing unstable molecules.
Well, that's just old comic book style. We need an out, so invent something.
Well, and to be honest, over the years, I think every single Marvel team has had unstable molecules.
Okay. Well, I mean, they use
I know the X-Men did for a while. I know the Avengers did. I assume they all got them from Reed Richards at some point. And it just made the whole costume.
It's like an STD from the Fantastic Four.
Well, and I'm sure he had more than that. I mean,
it's a calling card from the FF.
With the big silly putty schlong, you'd almost have to be STDs.
Wow, Plastic Man style, just whipping people with it.
You know it.
Plastic Man's the man. You know that. Richards did it first, but Plastic Man did it better.
I don't know that I've ever even considered Plastic Man a real hero enough to give him that much thought.
Well, he was part of the Justice League.
Doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, but I mean, both sides of the fence sure. have crap heroes on their teams.
I hate Mr. Fantastic as a character. I liked him when he was a hate monger for a while. That was kind of groovy.
Well, it seems like Marvel likes...
Here's a deep pull. All you little fanboys go get neck deep in a long box.
Uh-huh.
Look up the hate monger on Wikipedia. Yes, that's what we had back in the 80s and 90s.
Uh-huh.
The hate monger.
Yeah. But both sides have done that from time to time, and they have their smart guy.
For
and
sure.
And they also have their worthless teams that are there. Not saying the FF is worthless, but they have been from time to time.
I have to admit that they are probably my least favorite, even though they are Marvel's first family.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They're my least favorite.
I'm glad they exist because it really pushed Marvel to be what it is.
I liked them when they had She-Hulk.
I've liked them
when the FF.
I've liked them when they've had their many different iterations, when they had Crystal from the Inhumans on it.
Sure, they had Miss Marvel, who was female thing.
Yep.
Who, God, I can't think of her alter identity right now.
Carol Danvers?
Was it?
Who?
No. Miss Marvel when she was female thing.
Miss Marvel when she was female thing.
That was the name of the character. It was a female iteration of the thing, and she was called Miss Marvel.
Well, Carol Danvers is normally Miss Marvel, so
yeah, but I don't think that was Carol Danvers.
I don't remember when they had a female thing.
Yeah, they had a female thing. That sounds
that sounds really bad.
The most horrible conversation we've had today.
Had a female thing. What is it? It's a vagina. Just stop using other words.
A rock vagina.
I am not wanting to.
You know, that's the thing, and it Kevin Smith, of course, put it out their best in Mallrats when he asked about the thing's dork being stone. But that has often marveled me.
Good use of words.
I thought you'd like that.
Yeah.
But
what? The thing having a rock schlong?
I mean, does he have to pee? He eats.
Well, you would think that it would be...
Is it dusty when it comes out?
Cosmic justice that he would just lose his junk in the process of becoming the rock thing.
Why?
Well, because who wants that? That talk about...
He had a girlfriend...
I know he did.
...who was blind, who may have been very fond of the rock phallus.
She apparently liked chafing. That's all I gotta say.
That
would hurt like hell, dude.
Reed Richards invented unstable molecules. You'll tell me he can't invent something to coat Ben Grimm's schlong.
He didn't have to coat it. He just got like a little like hand sander and just took care of it.
Who took care of it? Reed Richards or Ben Grimm?
Both.
Wow.
It's pretty sizable. He is the thing. He's a big dude.
Wow. I'm moving on to my number four. That's horrible. My number four is healing.
Ooh,
and
see, I didn't
include
that in my list.
I don't mean limited healing. I mean Deadpool style healing.
Like X-Factor Wolverine style Deadpool healing.
Yes. Because Wolverine healing used to be the epitome, but now it's Deadpool.
Deadpool, you know, Wolverine and Deadpool both have come back from the dead numerous times.
I guess if I was really altruistic, I'd go for angel style healing where I could heal other people.
See, that's what I was
thinking. But apparently I'm not a good person.
So far he wants to see boobies as a naked guy.
No, I want to see... You said see boobies as a naked guy.
I did.
That's funny.
That's what I meant.
Okay. No,
he wants to see boobies as a naked guy.
I want to steal money as an invisible guy.
Steal
and
money.
Be able to heal myself if I get
shot.
Steal
money, steal glimpses of boobies, be naked, and be able to heal himself, but not others. Oh, you're wounded? Tough. I really would like to see your boobies.
Wait, I got a hangnail. Now I don't.
So healing is your number four.
Yes, healing is my number four.
My number four was a toss-up. It's a tie.
Who are you tossing up?
There are no toss-ups or toss salads in this.
Gotcha.
It's a tie between Human Torch powers.
All right.
And Iceman powers.
Wow.
Fire and ice. I couldn't decide which one I would want.
You know, wasn't there a character who was fire and ice?
No, DC had fire and ice. They were two chicks.
There was a Marvel character, too. Equinox?
I don't remember Equinox.
Who I think was fire and ice.
Possibly.
I think so.
Well,
but that's good. Now, are you meaning you want both or you can't decide which one?
I can't decide which one.
That's perfectly valid.
I mean, it would be sweet to have both, But eventually, you would just cancel yourself out.
Not necessarily.
I mean,
what if like one arm was fire and one arm was ice?
So you're just like the Skrull?
Super Skrull.
Yeah.
But he wasn't fire and ice. He was just fire and then plasticity.
Yeah, but he could be whatever.
No, he can only have the four powers.
The Super Skrull, once the Skrull invasion in whatever that series was called. It was right after Dark Reign.
Sure.
I think they just called it Secret Wars. But those Skrulls had powers of other superheroes because had been living in secrecy for years.
I am going old school, and I am saying...
Just solid Super Skrull.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Yeah. But no, I mean, DC had fire and ice. They were chicks, and they had other heroes with fire and ice abilities, like Superman and Bizarro. Superman had ice breath. Bizarro had... He's showing me Equinox on his eye.
Equinox had the power of pyrokinesis and cryokinesis.
Did he also have the power to be a Chevy automobile?
That's what they named it after, actually. He was a Spider-Man villain.
I don't remember Equinox.
Terrence Sorensen.
You know, you gotta love their naming ability.
I've gotta love the fact that I pulled that out of my ass from a comic book that I may have read back in the late 80s.
He reached way up there, moved Ben Grimm's rock dong out of the way, and pulled it directly from his ass.
Wow. From Equinox's ass?
No, from yours.
Oh, okay.
It was up in there with Ben Grimm.
Apparently up in my brain, too, where I felt, ooh, Equinox. Yes, he had both powers. That's why we run a website called This Geek's World, people.
Exactly.
But that's good though. I like that.
But it was a split. It was a toss up between fire and ice. So I wasn't sure. And if I did it would be all out. It would be Iceman or Human Torch. It wouldn't be like freeze breath and fire breath. Like Bizarro has fire breath. Because
does he really?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it makes sense.
Bizarro's
backward
powers are all backwards.
But then shouldn't he be super weak?
You would think, but then there wouldn't be.
And
then there wouldn't be
completely vulnerable.
Then there wouldn't be. The capability
saying.
For battle.
No, I'm just saying he's not truly the reverse.
No, not completely. I would agree with that.
Because then he'd be a small, blonde-headed person who can't lift anything, even himself. Can't fly. Can't walk. Very slow.
I really wish, and I think they've done it before, that they would have made him fly backwards.
They really should have.
And let his cape fall over his head as he flew backwards.
They should have let him talk backwards. Just
he did talk. He spoke backwards.
He spoke like Yoda.
Kind of. But all of his words, like Yoda spoke out of sequence. Bizarro used backwards words.
Bizarro is...
Hate was love. Love was hate.
Yeah, Bizarro is a...
I like Bizarro, though, because it's fun. Because you can really do anything with Bizarro.
I always want to see Bizarro and Lobo team up.
That would have been a badass team up.
And have a comic together.
But yeah, Bizarro had freeze vision and fire breath.
Fire breath. For being too much Taco Bell.
That's right. Bizarro hit the bell, and then he lit that place up. And then he lit up his pants later.
Crab's thunder!
He and Thor got together.
Crab's lightning. I never can remember which
crab thunder, too. All right.
I like that, though.
Well, what's your number three?
Number three is flight.
Yeah, see, I have that a little higher on my list.
Number three is flight, and it's by itself sounds so very lame because over the years, the amount of heartache that I heaped on people who liked Angel as the original Angel from the X-Men would be like, no, you can't like flight.
I never liked Angel. Original Angel.
Yes. Until he became Archangel, I didn't like him
You
at all.
Say Arch, I say Arc.
Either one, I think is probably right.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
But I loved Archangel.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
Even when he was like paisley blue and purple.
Oh, see, that's my favorite version of him.
And his dainty little almost white wings. They're silver. No, you drew them as white all the time.
All the time. But they just forgot to color him.
But they made him way more badass in the last few years.
Well, they at least let him have powers. Because originally he had no powers.
Yeah. All he could do was fly.
Yeah, I mean, he was, and they kind of retcon that from time to time. Oh, well, he can fly because he has hollow bones. Well, then he's even more useless.
Why is he on the team if he has hollow bones?
I mean, at that point, you saw, they'd be in the danger room and Wolverine would get thrown into him and
he would be all busted up for the next five
exactly,
issues.
Exactly, and it would be like, oh, it was hollow bones, blah, blah, blah. And it was just always the dumbest thing in the world.
Penelope's back and trying to dig a hole through the futon cushion.
I went and got your bones out. What are you doing?
See, you said he got your bones out?
I'm going to lock you out of the room. There we go.
That's awesome.
But yeah, flight is, and I, in my head, I know there are versions of it. I would want the just, I think about it and I'm flying.
So you want Superman flight?
Superman, modern Superman flight. Yes.
That like true old school.
Yeah.
Just
I don't want
up, up
Thor,
and away and I'm gone.
I don't want Thor where I've got to throw my hammer and then be dragged along behind it, or Hulk where I'm jumping, or original Superman where he was leaping.
Yeah.
Controlled leaping, whatever you want
to
call
same
it.
Thing as Hulk. Was, just jumping. But
with way more style, because Hulk's was completely uncontrolled.
Yeah, very uncontrolled. It was just unorthodox gravity. Than just smash into stuff. But, okay, well.
Yeah, flight is my number three.
My number three was telekinesis. And telepathy. Very Jean Grey. Little bit of both.
I always knew you had a little Marvel girl in you.
Yeah, well, you know what? She was hot, and so am I!
You know, this is the way I like Jean Grey, though, is as Marvel Girl. As soon as they changed her name, hated her.
Wait, when they just made her Jean Grey?
Exactly.
No, I liked her. I liked her better as Phoenix.
I like part of the Phoenix thing, and that'll have to be a podcast at some point because I'm really nervous about the whole Dark Phoenix saga.
Oh man! As long as they don't let Brett Ratner do it,
I think it's going to suck.
Well, the last one wasn't great. But hey, I bought it for $5.
Take one step higher up the chain of not great than that, sir. It was wretched.
Well, but it wasn't X-Men 3 wretched.
No, but I mean, you, when
that's
you spend,
a pretty high bar of suckage to get to.
When you spend that much money making that many movies to make X-Men 3 not exist, pretty impressive.
That's
pretty
the best impressive. Part, is they worked so hard to make X-Men 3 null and void.
This movie's not here anymore. Forget it.
Hey, do you remember
don't
that one
it.
Where we completely fucked up the entire thing?
You know
please
that,
forget it.
You know how irritated that makes my wife? That I won't buy X-Men 3?
We have it.
That's because you have no taste. No, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. I own the other two. I can't do it.
I couldn't even defend it. I did buy that movie. That does downgrade my taste.
No, I disagree. You bought it because you're a completist. I can't do it.
I am a completist.
I can't do it.
Yes, I am.
Be a flight, traditional, I'm thinking about it, and a fly kind of flight.
Okay. And then, see, I'm...
I'd want to just be able to, like, to just float out of my seat and...
See, I think you can pull that with telekinesis, too.
I completely agree.
So that's why I'm
very Jean
Grey. Well,
and I
kind of
rolled telekinesis into my...
Yeah.
My invisibility. So, yeah.
Yes, you did. You did. So telepathy, telekinesis, little Marvel Girl, Jean Grey action.
Yeah.
I'd like to get action. She's hot.
She was.
She was until they killed her multiple times and brought her back and killed her again. Brought her back
anymore, and she doesn't have a name and stupid.
She's just a phoenix.
She is. She is.
But that okay. So that would be my number three, and it's just because those powers would rock, and it would definitely be in control. I would not be old Charles Xavier where it was just unlocked all the time and just crazy shit coming in my head.
Mind control, maybe, but telepathy because I really don't want to hear it. Most people
like Mesmero.
No, I mean real Chuck Xavier mind control.
Okay. Loki mind control.
Loki mind control.
Yeah.
But I don't really care what they're thinking.
You need the Loki pokey stick.
That's right. I don't that's right. I don't want to hear at all what somebody's thinking. I don't care.
See, I have no interest in that either.
Well, you said you wanted telepathy.
I don't have any open world. That's what I just said a second ago. I don't want I hear everything. I want to be able to focus it.
Sure, but I don't even want to focus it. Now, telekinesis?
Yeah.
All over.
Yeah.
I've always thought that, because then you could pretend like you had superhuman strength.
That's true.
You'd be like, I'm lifting this car.
Ta-da!
It'd be incredible.
Just sling shit around and you just, oh, I'm upset. And your stuff fly off your walls.
And again, I wouldn't work anymore.
What would you do?
Again.
Masturbatory actions all the time.
Again, I would...
You wouldn't have to use your hands.
I would take money from armored cars.
He'd be a thief. He is truly a villain, ladies and gentlemen. A villain at heart.
I have never, ever said that any of these powers would be used for good.
That's true. We didn't justify any of this by saying we would be
heroes. In Daniel's
mind,
he's a hero.
I am a hero.
I want to podcast and exist and create. And if I have to steal money,
steal people's money, it happens. They got insurance policies.
Steal bad people's money.
Well, that works. So I'm fine with that. Robin Hood style.
Without necessarily killing folks.
Necessarily. I don't have to kill them. I can sometimes, for fun.
Just for fun. Which brings me to my second power. Death. No. Yeah.
Instantaneous death.
My number two, teleportation.
You, sir.
Teleportation.
And I have to say this out loud because we are too much alike. That is my number two.
That is ridiculous.
That's
I promise,
two of five. We didn't discuss this in advance.
Audience, this, it was a Hangouts message this afternoon that said our top five superpowers. And that was it.
Teleportation, Nightcrawler style, bamf, and gone.
Exactly.
I have always wanted that power. Always wanted that power.
But it would be even better now. Because with the advent of Google Street View.
Just pop, 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 pop. And then you're where you
want
to go.
My difference would be I'd want unlimited distance on mine.
Yeah, because he was always limited.
I mean, it was a big range.
Yeah.
And he had a range that he could go up, a range he could go down, a range he could go side to side, north to south, and all that jazz. But yeah, I would seriously love just to be able to be click, and I'm wherever I am.
Teleportation was always one of my favorites, and they've done it. Marvel and DC both have teleporters.
And even if it's followed by a horrible cloud of noxious gas, I don't care.
Yeah, who cares? At that point, you're not there anymore.
If I could teleport into an elevator with that, and then teleport out immediately,
just leave them with better. It's like a teleportation fart.
It is a teleportation fart.
It's bam, bam.
That would be the sound that my teleportation would make.
That would be great. You'd just be like, hey, 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 hey. Yeah, drop in, drop the bomb, take off.
That's right. It would be awesome. And again, if I only had teleportation, I might still work because I wouldn't have to drive to work anymore.
See, all of this is about him not having to work anymore. We just want to be podcasters all the time.
Exactly.
Screw these jobs.
But if I had to work at that point, at least I wouldn't have to drive to get there.
See, that was why, and you've led me into this, my number one was flight.
Wow.
Yep. Out of all the powers in the entire DC Marvel scope of all of the independence, of all of the cool shit that's out there, flight. Superman-style flight.
You're just gonna up, die up when you away. Hear my number one.
What?
The Gem of Sidorok.
He has an obsession with the Juggernaut.
I do.
That is unhealthy.
I love it.
He's badass.
I would want the Gem of Sidorok.
And I have always liked the Juggernaut, even when he's stupid and he's in the old cartoon. I'm the Juggernaut.
An Adam Thin body covering of a force field.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is. Superhuman strength. He doesn't have to breathe or eat.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I mean, you know, this one you didn't even have to justify. That's a badass power.
Yeah.
It's not even a power. If you don't want it anymore, you just give up the gym.
Exactly.
You just walk away from it.
But why would you?
Well, sometimes maybe.
What if you kept it when you walked away, you could just go through a building.
Well, when was the last time that you saw Juggernaut go up an elevator? Except for in X-Men 3, when they made the Juggernaut suck.
Well, yeah, he did. He did.
Yeah. Balls.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah.
But again, it's the freaking Juggernaut.
He is the Juggernaut.
He's a Juggernaut.
Yeah.
I'd even take the suit.
I'm the Juggernaut, bitch.
Now, not J2 where he had the grunge flannel tied around his waist. That always kind of hurt my feelings.
Yeah. See, and there have been several iterations of the Juggernaut that I've not been overly fond of.
And with the Juggernaut, I'd be a good guy.
Look at you, flipping the script. Gonna be a good guy, completely untouchable. Kind of like the Hulk, but...
Especially if I was the only superpowered person.
Yeah. But when...
Because I would just go to New York and start busting crime.
Busting crime.
That's right.
Look out, people. I'm going to come and bust some crime.
I'm going to jugger their knot. Not.
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 This is awful. He's going to New York and he's going to bust some crime. And
I had my name changed to Juggernaut. Last name, Naught. First name, Jugger.
Hey, Jugger. No, I've changed my mind. That's a bad idea.
That's Mr. Naught to you.
Oh,
it would be
man.
Amazing.
Juggernaut would be a great power. And yes, I know we've already covered Flight, but Flight, Superman style Flight, would just be the.
It would be amazing.
Just amazingly badass. Just, I think I would like to go to Florida. And I'm talking like supersonic Superman Flight.
Oh, no, yeah. Well, and I was just thinking, especially if you can escape the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, I'm going to the moon and I'm going to write my name in pee on the moon.
They'd be like, astronomers are looking through their telescopes, checking it out, and they go, that says Jason. We're going to have to get a sample of that because it looks like it's written in urine.
That jackhole was there again.
That mother...
Because I'd go up there and play tic-tac-toe on it just to screw with folks.
Just draw a big ball sack on the moon.
It'd be amazing.
Yep.
Fly out to Mars, flip the rover over.
Yeah, flip the rover over. You need a t-shirt that says that.
And just stand beside it going, na-na-na-na-na-na.
Teabag the camera.
Like out of Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Just,
yeah. Just beep, 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 right on camera and fly away.
Be amazing.
But it would almost be similar as Bamfing, as teleportation.
Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah.
But it would be much further distance, and it would be much cooler because you could see where you were going.
Of course.
And I've... Superman style flight, of course, we discussed this previously, that I'm a big Superman geek, but...
All right, immediately, worst power, go. First thing in your head, go, worst power.
Squirrel Girl.
Plant Man.
Very good. Now, you're not... See, now, Swamp Thing Plant Man powers are awesome.
No. I mean the actual villain.
I know who you're talking
name
about.
Is Plant Man.
I know. Swamp Thing Plant powers are awesome, because he's elemental.
He is.
But Plant Man...
Yeah. He's Dr. Bong.
Dr. Bong?
Dr. Kabong?
I don't know if Dr.
He's
Bong.
He's got this huge bell on his head.
I think it was probably
and
Kabong.
He rings it. Maybe it was. Or
yeah,
Kaboom.
Dr. Bong would be a completely different bad guy.
Jason Mewes's alter ego.
Dr. Bong.
Dr. Bong.
We're gonna have to put that on.
It'll be on the podcast
Twitter.
Page for sure.
Throw we'll it up on Twitter there. And connect him and be like, your next superhero is Dr. Bong.
Is Dr. Bong. So Muse,
it goes. It's the bad guy from Blunt Man and Chronic.
Cotknocker.
No. It's a new one.
A new
Dr. Bong.
Dr. Bong. And then you find out that actually Chronic is Dr. Bong.
Ooh, good twist.
It's a whole new story.
We're gonna have to let.
I think Walt Flanagan needs to draw that.
Probably.
And that may in fact be the next episode, ladies and germs, will be our infatuation with podcast and what kind of started us down this horrible, terrible path of our 10-minute podcast.
That will definitely, the longest 10 minutes of your life.
That's right. 10 minutes you won't get back.
Nope.
But that you'll love. So it is Daniel's job to come up with the question of the week. And, of course, you can chime in.
Okay. Yeah, you can always chime in. You can let us know what you think. You can always give us your answer. But the question of the week I pose to you, listening audience, and... my co-host, Jason.
Shoot.
Aside from the Iron Fist, where is the hole in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Wow. Okay, I'm going to first say that I'm not counting the Netflix originals as Marvel Cinematic Universe until they declare that they're actually going to be in Infinity War.
Okay, well, there may be a problem there, because I don't foresee them involving them.
I don't think so either. I think Disney's going to keep them separate.
Yeah, I think so too, just because they're associated with Netflix. She's trying to dig a hole in the futon again. It's the award-winning podcast. It's never won an award. He's going to bust her with a tripod.
No, she's terrified of that tripod.
Is she?
Yes.
That's great. But yeah,
wow.
that's the question.
Where's the hole?
There's a hole. I don't specifically know where it is, but I know there's going to be one. And Iron Fist can't be it because it's Netflix. There's a weakness. There's a weak spot. There's something that won't carry. Now, is the Marvel Cinematic Universe strong enough to get past it? Yes,
right.
It is.
And it's going to be unpopular. But I'm going to say that I am currently worried about... Infinity War.
That is an unpopular vote.
Yeah.
Because I am worried, psyched out of my mind about it.
I am too. Don't get me wrong. I'm completely.
You think they're
totally
not going to be able to carry it all together?
Worries me the number of characters they're going to have on the screen.
It is going to be overwhelming.
Does
it's going to
become a jumbled mess?
It's
going to
be
fear.
Exactly like the books, though, where you're going to see them all, but it's going to focus on five or six.
I hope so.
I think you'll see there will be your Doctor Strange moment. There's going to be your Hulk moment. There's going to be your Thanos huge big battle that everybody sure will be involved in, but you'll really only be focused on Captain America and Iron Man and Thor and Spider-Man and maybe Miss Marvel, because apparently she's supposed to be in it.
I'm telling you, you just added a whole bunch of names right there. That's a lot to keep track of.
I know. But so far, I mean, they did it right with Civil War.
They did, and that scene was amazing, but can you carry that volume of heroes...
Plus 20, plus 30. Yeah.
Over the course of an entire movie?
Again, I don't think...
Are they just the final fight scene? How do you get them all there? You're going to have some way to get the Guardians
but
of
you,
the Galaxy involved.
You being the Marvel, I think you're going to get your Guardians with Ragnarok. There's where
I think so, yeah.
There's where your Guardians come from.
They keep teasing it.
And Doctor Strange, because they've already connected Thor and Doctor Strange
at
the end of Doctor Strange.
Sure, sure.
In the little cutscene during the credits.
Yeah. That's my worry, though.
Okay. I don't have a vote.
Yeah, no, but that is my worry. You know, other people would say Ant-Man. I completely dug Ant-Man, had no problem.
Ant-Man was great. And
I have not watched Iron Fist yet. If we want to include the TV shows,
I haven't been able to bring myself to it.
If we're including the TV shows, then Iron Fist certainly, and I also probably on some level, Daredevil's good. The second season wasn't nearly as strong as the first.
I agree, but I think they have room to grow with Daredevil.
Oh, sure.
Because it's such a rich character, and he runs with such an eclectic group of accompanying heroes.
He's very interesting. I dug the Punisher in season two.
Oh, Punisher's one of my favorites of all time.
But I tell you, the finale of Daredevil season two wasn't nearly as impactful as season one.
As his fight with the Kingpin.
Yeah, which was epic.
Completely.
Epic.
And utterly.
It was as epic to me as, I don't know, the final scene between Iron Monger and Iron Man in the first Iron Man movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe even more so.
Probably. I would agree, because the Daredevil Kingpin, or Daredevil. Yes, Daredevil, that's what I was trying to say. Daredevil Kingpin fight scene. It was almost untouchable because of how basic it was.
It was perfect.
I mean, Iron Man and Iron Monger fight. Yes, you can. You almost have a hard time getting past the fact that they're both in these huge mechanical suits that are CGI.
Sure.
And the Daredevil Kingpin fight was just two dudes in what appeared to be their almost comic style costumes, just busting heads and taking names.
At some point, Kingpin just beating the tar out of him.
Yep. Yep.
It was perfect.
So there's going to be a hole, though. I don't think it's going to bring the Marvel Universe down.
It won't. I mean, they
but
quite frankly could turn out something very, very clumsy and probably still make $300, $400, $500 million.
Yep.
Cover their budget and go, okay, well, that wasn't great.
Yeah.
Let's keep rolling.
Won't be Black Panther.
No, I really can't wait.
I don't think it'll be anybody out of your direct.
I don't think it'll be anything that's announced right now.
Yeah.
The one that I have fear over is Infinity War. That being said, with that many people in it, it's going to make scads of money.
Yeah, easily.
It'll be successful.
Take all my money.
Sure.
All of it.
Sure.
Because we'll watch it at least twice in the theater.
Agreed. Agreed. Yeah.
So that was the question of the week. Let us know your thoughts.
Let us know if you think there's a hole already or if you think that there's, you know, that there's
Iron Fist doesn't count.
Yeah. You can certainly postulate that and we're probably okay with that too.
Yeah.
But yeah, Iron Fist doesn't count right now.
Yes.
And of course, you can let us know on any of our social channels. We're on Facebook and Twitter a good bit. We have a Tumblr blog as well. So Facebook is facebook.com/thisgeeksworld. Twitter is @thisgeeksworld. Tumblr is thisgeeksworld.tumblr.com. You can email us at social@thisgeeksworld.com, or you can even call us. Leave us a voicemail. We'll play it, 865-26-GEEK-2.
Nice. See, the fact that he put that together makes me love him even more.
The fact that that Google's just like, here's a phone number you don't have to pay for that's free, and we'll give you free voicemail, and they can call your cell phone, it just blows my mind.
Yeah, it's great. And again, you figured out that it had geek in it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was back when you could type words into it and it would spit them back out.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
No, you can't do that.
Nah, that's stupid.
Yeah.
Well, that works.
But it's Google. Yeah. Oh, we made something good. It's free and we're going to change it. And now it's not as good. Yay, Google.
Give it time. We'll give you something else for free.
We'll change it again.
Yeah.
Here's the YouTube Creator Studio. Ah, we're going to change it.
He went on this rant the last time, too.
I know. I'm telling you. They're about to screw with it. It's going to make me very unhappy.
It will. So, all right, folks, until the next time.
Podcrastination out.
Podcrastination. Get off the freaking mic.
Podcrastination.
Go procrastinate in the procrastination.
Go pod yourself.
Go pod yourself. Longest 10 minutes of your life.
That's right.
Take care, folks.
Bye.
This has been a ThisGeeksWorld.com podcast and was produced by Splash Media Works.